now, the rest of the story. Super Bowl Sunday, tens of thousands jammed Joe Robbie Stadium in Miami to watch Cincinnati and San Francisco compete for pro football's most prestigious prize. Among the myriad in the stands was Les Boatwright, the 49ers' ultimate fan. At the age of 75, Les could recall almost every game his San Francisco team ever played, all the way back to their debut as a franchise. A season ticket holder since that first contest, Les never missed a 49ers home game. Often he went on road trips to see the games away, sometimes even traveled with the team. Over the years, he became friends with players and with staff. And then when Les opened a restaurant some years back, his most loyal customers were then and continued to be members of the 49ers. Les even ran buses from his restaurant to the stadium on game days so that folks would never have to worry about a ride. One year, when Les's wife threw him a surprise birthday party, guess who showed up? The 49ers, all of them. The players gave Les a football that night, one that had been signed by all of them. Nothing anybody could think of could keep Les from a 49ers game, not even the leg that was amputated back in 1978. Even that year, Les went to all of the games, and thereafter, when getting around meant doing it in a wheelchair. This year, Les Boatwright's name was not drawn from the lottery for Super Bowl tickets. Every year previous, Les had been lucky, but this year of all years, he came up dry. Now you'd think with all of those friends in pro football, Super Bowl tickets would be easy to snag, but not so. Les contacted his coaching acquaintances, not only in San Francisco, but all around the league. Nobody had a ticket he could spare. An NFL friend in Cincinnati said that if any team but the Bengals had been playing, tickets would be no problem. But as it was, all of his tickets had been promised to family members. Les even talked to Dick Nolan in Dallas. Surely he could help, Les thought. But Les thought wrong. Finally, at long last, it was an old friend named Larry Anderson who came to the rescue. It seems that Anderson had served in the Navy with Joe Robbie, for whom the Super Bowl Stadium had been named. And Robbie was contacted personally, and on January 16, just 6 days before the big game, a Federal Express package arrived at Les Boatwright's house, and in it were two tickets to the Super Bowl. So Les went to the big game after all. And when the 49ers pulled it out, and you'll remember how it happened in that dramatic last minute of play. When the 49ers finally won that big one, hometowners knew, with that spectacular winning touchdown, that the 49ers team had said one last big thank you for their number one fan. One last thank you. I have neglected until now to mention that the day Les Boatwright's Super Bowl tickets arrived was the best day of his life, and also the last one. An entirely unanticipated heart attack. And so, as Les would surely have wished, he was cremated, and his two sons took him to the game in an urn, in ashes, as a final fitting tribute to the best friend San Francisco football ever had. And now you know the rest of the story.